tourists flock to Florence's cobblestone streets to soak up the city's atmosphere. Its piazzas with towering white marble statues, a lasting testimony to its Renaissance heyday. But Florence is also very much a living city, displaying the usual features of modernity: streetlights, traffic lights, and road signs. Features that a French artist by the name of Klett is using as his very own canvas. In the quiet neighborhood of San Nicolo, 47-year-old Klett stands in his corner studio at work on a large statue he's making of wood and found objects. But his main claim to fame are the altered road signs displayed on the walls, an imaginative array of designs he sticks on street signs, like the pierced red heart he applies to arrows on one-way signs, or the stick man struggling to lift the thick bar on a no-entry sign.
The first part of my work is something funny. Make people more happy. You are in the traffic with stress, and you see that one, and it's just a moment of sympathetic moment, no? It's better, I think. And I want to say with that, it's not because you have to make an organization of traffic that you have to be serious. You can do it with more love, with more humanity. I respect the meaning of the sign, but I give something more.
Klett has made the stickers so they don't damage signs, and he's taken them on the road, slapping them up on signs throughout European cities like Rome, Paris, London, Amsterdam, and Barcelona. To support himself, he sells T-shirts with the designs on the front. That's the first one you did.
Not the first, but it's one of the first.
I love that one. That's one of
It's a symbol. Of, now the name of this one is the classical.
The classical.
Everybody,
Klett carries out his sticker blitzes at night to avoid contact with the police. And while he has been slapped with some hefty fines, he's also had some victories, like his life-size bronze statue he calls Everyman. He attached it months ago to a nearby bridge overlooking the historic Ponte Vecchio. He got a fine in the mail, but so far, authorities have left it up.
This is the first one.
So it's the dead-end sign, and yes, you've put a Christ on it.
Black Christ.
On the crucifix,
so
yeah.
People think that religion is a dead-end. For me, it's something more. It's that, but something more.
Most of Klett's street art carries a message of liberation, a way, he says, of talking back to power. But not only that.
Yes, it's critical about authority and the kind of authority we don't accept discussion. And it's a critical of art in some place like gallery, museum, with people who say, "You, that's art." I'm not okay with that. It's people who have to decide if it's art or no.
Quella che viene definita arte urbana. Ma penso che sia una cosa...
Italian city architect Romano Degli Santi says Klett's work is a positive addition to what urban planners call street furniture. Everything from mailboxes to street signs. Objects, Degli Santi says, are usually unnecessarily ugly.
Sono anche minimali, cioè nel senso che non sono visibilissimi.
These are minimal touches, not hugely visible or too in your face. They're small decorative elements that provoke curiosity and cause you to see things in a different way, which is the beauty of them.
Degli Santi says placing hearts or stick figures on the signs may be illegal in the strict sense of the word, but in the Italian sense, well, they're hardly worth worrying about.
Within the Italian context, where people park cars wherever they want, to hand out tickets to an artist for putting a heart sticker on a sign with an arrow, well, it's laughable.
And most Italians seem to agree, with a few caveats.
I really like it. I think it adds a little color to the street, but maybe one or two in certain areas of the city, not like the poshest neighborhoods.
Okay, so you want it zoned.
Maybe, yes.
Sì, allora, a me Klett
piace molto. Some Florentines don't appreciate Klett's irony and see him as a pain in the butt, but not me. I like his work.
Klett says the debate his work generates is precisely what he's after.
For me, the reaction of people is very important because it's the energy of all. If people are okay with me, it's possible to continue.
And he says, by adding layers of meaning, democracy, and beauty to modern signs, he's keeping the true spirit of this art-loving city alive. Megan Williams, DW Radio, Florence.